B-Pod Studios.
105.7 WROR, 80s and more. Congrats to Tracy Reardon from Upton. She's the latest winner of $500. That's a good way to start your Wednesday. Tracy, congratulations. Your next chance to win $500 is at 12 noon. Rod Stewart plays. He's worth $500 again at noon and 4. So there you go. Good luck with that. So we just mentioned it's International Nacho Day. I saw something online yesterday where people were having arguments about black olives on the nacho. I'm pro-black olive.
Same.
Anti. Right?
You're anti-black olive?
Really? I'm anti-olive.
You just don't like olives in general?
No, I like olives,
only
especially
in a martini.
My martinis.
Yeah.
But I don't like black olives on my nachos. It doesn't go together. It brings an entirely different, like, plant life to a Mexican dish.
Yeah, but it's got a very, like, definitive, tangy,
gross.
Sour.
Good.
Yeah, it's good.
No.
Okay.
Awful. Ruins it.
Any
like,
other nacho
take
rules?
Take it back.
Take it back. Oh, sure.
Get this away
you
from me.
You never said that. Try again. Any other nacho rules that you must adhere to?
Yes.
Yeah?
What?
For you.
Well, here's the thing. Cheese needs to be layered correctly. So you can't just be like, here are the... the chips, and then just throw cheese. You have to cheese one layer, and then another layer, and then so every chip gets some cheese.
Yeah, and I'll even, you know, I think queso is even better
than...
Sog
up the chip, though.
It's got to be...
You
gotta
eat
fast.
And chili can do the same thing. It can sog up a chip, so you grab the chip, and all of a sudden it's like...
Blah, and it goes everywhere,
and you're like, ah!
I'm sorry, what was that again? If you could just take that, rewind that?
No, just once.
Anyway,
okay.
You know what? There's no wrong nacho. How about we just, you know, some are better than others.
Where's your favorite nacho from?
Jeez, that's a good question. I really, you know, don't have I'm not like you. Like, I very rarely order nachos because it's not good for me.
Right. Oh. It's not good for me either, but
I want some
care.
Right now. Who's your favorite, Sylvia?
Walter's Basin in Squam Lake, New Hampshire.
Yeah. Closer.
It's far
away. You sent people up on a wild goose chase before.
I've been getting, because we get takeout, and for some reason, this place, Nico's, in my little town of West Bridgewater, their takeout nachos travel well. I like
those.
That's
rare.
But I also love the barbecue chicken nachos at 110 Grill.
Ah.
Those are delicious.
I take it back. My favorite right now is a little place in Andover called Bueno Malo.
Oh, yeah.
That sounds
like it should have good nachos.
They're good. It's like school bus nachos, which they're long, right? They look like a school bus sitting there. Very well done.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
$25, but you get all the meats.
$25?
It's an upgrade.
Wow.
Okay.
It's a meal.
Well, look at you, big spender.
Oh, well. It's
okay.
Hey,
big take your basic nacho and be like, oh, I got money to spend. Give me some black olives.
Yeah. If you have the school bus, it's all you're eating. I'll tell you that. Hey, please remember that following this traffic is a commercial for squeezed.com.
Oh, that's right.
So after your nachos?
Yeah, that's what you use.
That's right.
You need a
squeeze.
Chase it with a juice cleanse.
Yes, you do.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.